Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
We had Mariah in yesterday. Always a bit of a palaver with her, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always a bit of a palaver, but she was great.
How on time was she?
She was a bit late. 24 hours late. But I still love her.
Okay.
Because she is ridiculous, which I quite like.
Mm-hmm.
Part of her charm is how ridiculous she is.
Okay.
Right? Every time she goes anywhere, there's at least 10 camp people fussing behind her.
Oh, MC, you need some lip gloss? You can have some lip gloss.
Amazing. The most uncomfortable bit of the whole thing was where I was waiting to have my photo taken with her, and I was like, looking like crap.
Yeah.
Been up since 5, smelt a bit. And she was like, honey, I can't have a picture taken without my hair. Oh, hello, hair, lip gloss. And she was like, I'm sorry, she's new. but she's very nice. She is really nice to these people, but she just has loads of people.
Did you get her people to help you then?
No.
Because you were looking so rubbish. Did you ask for a bit of lip gloss?
I didn't ask for any lip gloss.
Yeah.
However, when she turned up, smelling of, like, something gorgeous,
yeah,
makes you realise how long you've been up. Because it was about 12:30 by that time.
Mm.
You know, you've been up since 4:30, and the only thing you have is some air wick.
Like, so what, you...
aquamarine air freshener. So I just did a bit of under my arms. In my mouth. That'll do... I'll be fine.
So before you met Mariah Carey, you squirted yourself with air wick?
Because we all smelt real bad.
Oh, that stinks.
I know. There is a picture of me and Mariah Carey, which I've just seen online. Why not describe that for us now?
She looks like she's made an effort.
Yeah.
You look like a tramp.
I do look like a hobo.
Yeah.
The thing is, right...
You see...
I've been up since 4:30... I sprayed some air wick under my arms.
You've got the tattiest jumper you probably own on.
Yeah.
Nice and crumpled.
I got dressed
and
in the dark, yeah?
You look...
She looks fabulous.
You look surprisingly... It says criminal on your jumper.
Yeah.
Is that describing your look? Or,
yeah, I look like a hobo.
Yeah, and you look surprisingly pale. Bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
You look like you smell a bit,
yeah,
and that you haven't bothered,
smell.
And that you haven't bothered to watch her video.
Right,
you basically look like you don't care.
Well, I did care. And also, there were hundreds of people outside yesterday who really cared. They all made an effort to wait outside for Mariah. I've never seen such a scrum outside Radio 1. It was mental. But thing is, with Mariah, right, I've met her a couple of times now. I feel we're close enough. You know when people...
Did she remember you from the first time?
No.
Right.
But you know when you stop making an effort? You know, at that point in a relationship where it's like, she's seen me at my worst, it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
Like, I feel I could go probably to the loo while she was in the bath and it would be fine. You know?
Yeah, I can't
we're at
imagine,
that stage in our relationship.
I can't imagine that situation ever coming around, to be honest.
But if you look at the picture, then you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, wouldn't you have quite a lot of security to get past if you were going to go and have a poo while she was in the bath?
Probably, yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Would you rather? Okay. Bit of a quick fire, would you rather, right?
Well, quick fire, right.
Yep. Would you rather be in the bath while I'm on the toilet or be on the toilet while I'm in the bath?
I'd rather be on the toilet whilst you're in the bath.
Why?
I don't want you to see my wanger.
Okay, good. 81199, let me know what you think. Would you rather...
No, can I just explain that? Because would you already... Hang on, would you already be in the bath when I got on the toilet? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I sorry, I have manoeuvres where I can sit down on a toilet without you seeing my bits.
Right. Do I see that bloke thing where that?
Well, I wouldn't. I'd make sure I was finished before you towelled off.
Okay. I don't do that. Like blokes do that weird towel.
Put their towel
thing
between their legs.
Yeah,
and
do that kind of like.
Like Les Dennis did in Extras.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Right. Would you rather have 10,000 spoons or a knife?
10,000 spoons or one knife?
Yeah, off of Alanis Morissette.
A knife.
Why?
Because I wouldn't have the need for 10,000 spoons. Would you
rather only be able to move around through dancing or only be able to communicate through singing?
Well, with my voice, only communicate through singing, I think.
And
I
like
think that's
as
what
well
the world would want
I
as
know
well.
You're in the bath. Your whole life would be a musical. Mm. I know you're in the bath. Do you mind if I have a poo in front of you?
Would be the first thing I would sing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lee.
How can I help, Lee?
You know what you were saying about the spoons before?
Yeah, you've obviously thought about this on Would You Rather. Would you rather have 10,000 spoons or a knife?
Well, clearly 10,000 spoons has got to be worth more than one knife. So, have you ever been at a cafe van and all they give you is a little plastic spoon?
Right.
Hang around with 10,000 spoons and you've got supply and demand.
That is true, supply and demand. Yeah. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. The thing is, though, if you did have 10,000 spoons...
You'd have to have a big
knife. You really want a knife, don't you?
All
you need is a knife.
True, that's very true. Or a fork.
I suppose you could swap the spoons for a knife.
Somebody's going to want some spoons.
Hmm.
You're coming at it from a business angle, aren't you, you see? That's the businessman in you.
Lee, do you think we're thinking about this a bit too much?
Possibly.
Yeah, maybe. Hello, who's that?
It's Christy.
You just got up?
Yes, I have. I saw you on your website with Mariah. Looking gorgeous.
Have you seen the picture?
Yes, I have.
I look like a hobo.
Yes, but I love hobos. Looking attractive.
What?
I love hobos.
Do you like hobos, do you?
Yeah. That's very attractive. I don't like somebody to look too clean and proper, you know. Somebody that's a bit of rough.
Oh, yeah, I look like a bit of rough, I do, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, you do.
You look like a bit of rough. No, there's a difference between looking like... There's a difference between looking like a bit of rough and looking
like,
rough.
Like I haven't got a hoe. I know, yeah. Thing is, Kirsty, like, me and Mariah, we go back way back, you know. It's like, I can't be bothered anymore to make the effort, you know what I mean?
I know, I was listening and I heard you saying that you can never do the toilet and that's really good.
Kirsty,
I'm sure she'd love it.
Would we have the kind of relationship, if I was with you, where I'd be on the loo and you'd be in the bath...
Absolutely.
And you'd be fine with that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you wouldn't care what I look like?
No, absolutely not.
Loving your work. All right, I love you.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you too.
Yeah. She doesn't sound that fussy.
No, she doesn't. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1 Podcast. Okay, so MC Mariah Carey came in yesterday. Now, if you want a really kind of good, in-depth interview with Mariah about her new music, then I suggest you listen to Trevor Nelson on Radio 1 at 7 o'clock on Saturday, because... what you're about to hear isn't really it. I was a bit tired. Would you like to hear the introduction?
You're not giving yourself or the interview the biggest build-up in the world.
I'm not giving myself props, am I?
Okay, let's hear the intro.
Hello, Mariah Carey. Welcome back to Radio 1.
Thank you ever so.
Am I supposed to call you MC these days?
No, everybody's been calling me MC since the beginning of time, darling.
Okay.
But just like, you know, my friends and stuff.
Okay.
And so our records, but you can call me whatever you want.
Okay, I quite like calling you MC, is that
call
okay?
Call me MC.
Everyone else does, I feel left out. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, MC.
Hi.
Right, so she says she doesn't want to be called MC.
And I call her it.
You decide to call her MC because that's what all her friends call her.
Yeah, I wanted to be her friend. Is that so bad?
Just a bit desperate.
Now, the next bit isn't good because I didn't do any research, right? And she didn't like it at all, listen. Hey, congratulations on your 18th US number one.
Thank you. It's a celebratory, festive moment.
That's more than Elvis.
I know, I kind of can't process that.
This new single, Touch My Body, what's it about?
It's about everybody that I love. No, I'm just... no, honestly, there's tons of jokes. I mean, seriously,
The thing is, MC, I mean, you're cutting to the chase on this one, aren't you? You've done lots of love songs before. This is straight in there, isn't it?
No, you gotta read it from the top. You can't just start with the hook.
Oh, okay.
That's why when you give it the build-up, then you understand we're having a lot. Off, darling.
Take me through the build-up, then.
Did you see the video yet?
I haven't seen the video yet, but I'll make it my mission today.
I'm making a diva demand as of now,
darling.
Can't
see the video.
Oh, now, unbelievable. No. The only reason I said see the video is because it's kind of a spoof of just everything. On myself and whatever, any type of thing you might want to think. So that's why you need to see the video before you ask me, like, oh, why are you trying to be so sexual with this song? Because once you see the video, you'll understand that we're having fun.
I'll make it my mission tonight, MC. Didn't like that at all, did she?
Several things.
Right.
One, you're doing a bit of career laughing.
I am doing career laughing.
Two,
one
question you asked, she'd only said it's something, and then you burst into hysterics. This darling thing. God, how annoying is she?
Oh, she's nice.
And thirdly, what's the video like?
I'm not sure.
But you said you were going to make it your mission to watch it.
She's not here now, is she?
She might be listening, darling.
Oh, sorry, darling. I've watched the video. It's fabulous, darling. I quite like it. She was like, you haven't seen the video. anyway, but you know she means it.
Mm.
Like she
doesn't like it.
Did you see the video yet?
I haven't seen the video yet, but I'll make darlings. My make it my mission today.
I'm so making a diva demand as of now.
See that video. I'm making a diva demand. I'm joking, but I'm really not.
Yes.
Right. Okay, here's the next bit of the interview. Enjoy this. Now, when it all goes mad, because you arrived in London and the fans are immediately around you and the paparazzi are chasing you and the whole of Oxford Street in London comes to a big standstill, is that what your life is like all the time?
Like during a promo trip or in... Yeah. I don't even know. I mean, here's what my life... Let's just take the past.
Let's go through MC's life.
I don't know. When I'm in promo mode, it's very much like, okay... You walk outside and there are people there with cameras and everything that we do now is just documented like the second it happens. So it'll be so funny. Like I'll be in Paris and my friend, like actually Jermaine, like whatever. I'm looking at my Blackberry and he's like, hey, I just saw a picture of you in Paris. You had on some tights and I like your hair like that. I was like, that happened 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So yes, my life is very strange in promo mode because every second that's outside, it's like... You know, whatever you say, whatever you do, there you are on the worldwide internet that we love with all our heart and soul. Mm.
Do you love the attention, though?
Do I love the attention? Yeah. Well, you know, there's different kinds of attention. I love good attention. I don't love bleak, annoying, bad attention.
Yeah.
And what are you gonna do? Like, honestly, I love what I do. I love making music, so it's... You know, whatever, you take the good with the bad.
Mm. The attention makes you a multi-million pound star, so I really won't worry about it. Is she eating during this? Sounds like she's chewing on stuff.
She had a bit of a can of Coke going on.
Oh, right, okay, right.
With a straw.
Oh, right, just so...
Remember last time she came in, she drank coffee through a straw?
Yes, she did.
I only do that now, because it doesn't
affect your lip gloss.
Yeah. I only like good attention. She loves it.
Yeah.
You know she loves it. There were so many people outside yesterday and she was having the time of her life. Now, you know what happened on the chart show with Reggie?
Yes.
All went off. I think I've cleared that up. Reggie, if you're listening, it's all fine. Listen to this. Now, Reggie, who does the chart show on Radio 1, he's a little bit worried that he's upset you. Because he was talking to you on the phone.
Oh, my goodness. That was so dramatic.
I
so did not hang up on him.
That's what I thought.
I totally did not. Here's what happened.
Right.
All right, go ahead. You tell the story.
He said you'd sold 80 million records. Mm-hmm. Then you disappeared off the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
He's worried he's upset you.
No, he's so not worried he upset me. Because I thought he hung up on me. I'm sitting there. Wait, Jim. Jim Sabe. Hey, Jim Sabe. Can you come here for a second, please?
Jim's coming in now.
That's how he talks.
He's one of MC's people.
That's what happens. King of international events. Jim, can you speak on this? You were there. He's just having a bit of a bite of breakfast.
It's one of our camp people.
Okay, so I'll set it up while he finishes his morsel. So I'm on the phone, you know, and we went...
This exact phone.
Okay, this exact phone.
That phone right there.
This BlackBerry right here, which is Jim's. Go ahead, Jim. Da-da-da-da. Are you ready?
Here he is.
So listen, so, you know, we're chatting away. We're having a good...
Step up to the mic, Jim.
You okay?
Yep.
We're talking about album sales. We're having a grand old time, and all of a sudden the BBC hangs up on us. What's that about?
Right.
So Reggie hung up on you.
Well, I thought he hung up on me because I was like, he said 80 million records, and I was like, I know that it's more than that, but I don't want to be like, no, darling, it's 100
it's
and blah blah blah.
60 actually.
And so, you know, that would have been, I guess, what I should have just
Career
done,
off.
But I didn't feel like being, you know, it's a little obnoxious.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, Jim Sabe's here. Let's just check the facts because technically, I don't really know.
It's 160, and he said 80. So, I mean, he's 80 million out.
I have right. He's stitching us up left, right, and center.
What's 80 million records between friends?
Right. What is it? Come on.
And so I said, let me just check with Jim Sabe. So I go to put the phone by Jim's ear, and he's like, hello. I'm like, Jim, are you talking? He's like, there's no one there. He hung up on us.
Right.
And so I'm thinking he hung up on us, and then we couldn't get him back on the phone. I was like, oh, man.
Right, there you are, Reggie. You hung up on Mariah.
You hung up on me, Reggie.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, wow, he really took that the wrong way. I did not mean to hurt anybody's feelings, man. It's not that deep. I love you.
So at the end of that two-minute anecdote, basically the line just went down.
Yeah. Did you hear the career laughing going on there?
Yeah.
All the camp people were laughing, weren't they? There's like 10 of them in the studio, don't they?
Yes.
I love her, though. I do love her. She is amazing. She's just brilliant because, like, her life is ridiculous, but I really enjoyed meeting her. like last time. It's just brilliant. I love it. Right, the next question isn't... Sorry, I was playing
footsie. You're just playing footsie with me.
Next question isn't the best.
Right. Right.
Can I ask you, is everybody asking you about Leona Lewis at the moment?
Everybody? No.
Right, so that didn't go well. That wasn't my best question, but that's all I had written down. So I kind of went with it a bit more.
What was your follow-up?
Here it is.
Maybe here they might ask about it.
That must get annoying.
No, because they've been having, like, the new me for years now. I'm still me the last time I checked in the mirror, so there is no new me. So people should aspire to be the best that they can be. There's no competitions between anybody for me.
I'll tell you why it's happening, though, because we've not really had anyone from this country who could sing before.
I don't think that's accurate.
She's the first one.
I don't think that's accurate.
Not like that.
Oh, really? No. I don't really know her music that well, but whatever. Like, I'm sure she's wonderful. And God bless her, and I hope she has an amazing career.
Hmm. The thing is, what we have at the moment with female artists is we have people like... Do you know Kate Nash?
Mm-mm.
She sings like this. This is my face, covered in freckles.
Is her song really called My Face is Covered in Freckles?
No.
I don't know. It's not really my genre of music. Like, I don't...
That's some of the lyrics in the song. And I like cups of tea. She sings like that.
Shut up.
No, seriously.
Really?
Yeah. That's the new thing.
Oh, I'm going to do that. We'll find it. That's fun. I want to make a record like that.
Maybe you could. That would be great.
No, it would be hilarious.
I'm Mariah Carey and I like cups of tea.
I'm definitely doing the cup OT anthem. I'll do the cup of tea anthem now. If there's a cup of tea, I want to really hear the cup of tea line. Shut up. Is this really the song?
Yeah.
This.
Told ya.
Is my face. Covered in freckles with the occasional spot and some veins. This is my.
Okay, that's it.
I actually think that's good. Like, yeah? I actually see why that's a hit. I think it's a good... That's not a bad song to me. She's, like, good. Being creative. I didn't get the cup of tea line, though. I like that. We got a little bio in the song.
Yeah. Now
do you even know what I'm talking about when I say she's got the bio in the songs?
Biography.
Yes, because they make us, every time we put out a record, we have to tell the world about who we are as people.
Yeah.
But she's already got it in the song.
Yeah, you know, so that she uses mouthwash, she flosses,
yeah, occasionally.
And she drinks occasionally.
Right.
And she drinks cups of tea.
So you know that about her already. Yeah. You don't have to ask her, you know, so good. That's a good thing, man. I'm going to do that in my song.
I was feeling a bit uncomfortable at that point because I think that I maybe asked her too much about other people.
Yeah, you basically you could have asked her anything you want, but you end up doing Kate Nash impressions to her.
I was tired.
And then playing some records with her.
Yeah.
Anything else you play? Did you move on to Adele?
No.
No?
It's nice to hear her say, like, you know, because she can go like, oh, my record's brilliant, which it is, I'm sure, but like, it's nice to hear her talk about other things.
Katie Tunstall?
No, I didn't. No. Know. But she was really nice. I mean, there are flashes of diva, but she is nice with it as well. Real nice. Mm. It's 8:23 on Radio 1, and here's her new record. It's MC and Touch My Body.
Is that the end of it?
Huh?
Is that the end of it, or is that the end of part one? Is there more to come?
There is a little bit more, but not much.
Right.
I ask her about someone else.
Oh.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, people are getting confused on the text now. It is not, in any way, a Swiss Army knife, all right? Because that changes things. It's just a normal, everyday cutlery knife, all right? It's not a fish knife, it's not a steak knife. It's a normal cutlery knife, yeah?
No, but you could see why the Swiss Army knife would be good.
Well, yeah, but it's not.
Okay.
Also, you know those fish knives, right? Does anyone use them, ever?
No, I don't really get the difference.
What's that about? Oh, here's a steak knife. Look, at the end of the day, I just want a knife, yeah? Someone just told me you can get really lettuce knives.
A what knife?
A lettuce knife.
No, they're winding
That's
you up.
Stupid.
They're winding you
no,
up.
No, apparently you can get a lettuce knife. Look it up.
Have you really gone on a fish knife? What's all that about?
I just have, yeah.
He's throwing it out there.
Yeah, I've thrown it out there. Right, it's 7:53.
Oh, you can get a lettuce knife. Thanks for pointing. It appears to
taking
be a knife.
Take a mick out of my link about
appears to
knives.
Be a knife that's green.
Are you ready for karaoke?
Rather than a knife discussion, yes.
Okay, let's do it.
Karaoke. Hi there, my name's Barry. I work for an IT company in Warsaw.
Karaoke is just like karaoke, but it's sung by people called Barry.
It's a good one today.
Children grow and women produce and men go work and some go stealing. Everyone's got to make a living. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Barry from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from the Bronx. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Barry from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from the Bronx. From in living colour and movie scripts, suit on the six to Barry to this headline clip. I stayed grounded as the man's rolling. I'm real, I thought I told you. I'm real, even on Oprah. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see. From the Bronx. Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Barry from the block. Used to have a little, now I have a lot. No matter where I go, I know where I came from. From the Bronx.
He is amazing.
You see, it doesn't sound... I don't want to ruin it, but it doesn't sound to me like he comes from the Bronx.
No. He's still Barry from the block, though.
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Barry from the block.
Remember where he's from, yeah?
From the Bronx.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another exclusive interview on the Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills from Wing, who is amazing. We introduced you to her yesterday. She lives in New Zealand. She's originally from Hong Kong. She has been an episode of South Park. The South Park geeks have been ongoing. It's actually episode 903. Mm. Episode 903 of South Park. She's in it. She's just getting bigger and bigger.
I'm just on her website at the moment because you said I should Google her.
Yeah.
So I have done. I'm very disappointed to find out that the following CDs in Wing's collection are now sold out.
What?
Musical Memories of Les Mis and the Phantom of the Opera and Wing Sings the Carpenters.
Wing Sings AC/DC and Wing Sings More AC/DC are still available though. She is absolutely brilliant. Gonna be massive. She's gonna be massive in the UK, I tell you.
Oh yeah, tell you something.
I'm gonna make this happen.
And if you understand, then I see there's something. I want to hold your hand.
If it wasn't enough, I had a Mariah Carey MC exclusive interview earlier. Now, here is a Wing exclusive interview. We spoke to her early this morning. Off of New Zealand.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Our listeners think you are amazing. We played your songs yesterday and they really liked it.
Thank you, that's good.
Now, on your website it says that you will call people up and sing to them if you buy a CD. Is that true?
Yes.
So if you buy a Wing CD, what happens?
If you buy my CD and add $3, you can choose a happy birthday song or a song from my SWS Music Festival. So,
South by Southwest.
Yeah, you can choose one of the songs. Then I can schedule the time and sing it through the telephone.
Do you know Mariah Carey?
Yes.
See, I'm quite good friends with her.
Yeah, I like her song very much.
She's very good. Maybe I can get her to call people up and every time someone buys a CD, she sings happy birthday to them.
She's such a big singer. She might not do this small job.
Now, when you come to the UK, Wing, because we need to know.
I like very much, but at present moment, there is haven't got such chance yet.
You should do like the festivals, like Glastonbury is coming up, and Reading and Leeds.
You mean singing in the music festival?
Yes.
I like singing there very much.
We've got a Radio 1 festival coming up called Radio 1's Big Weekend. It's a big festival. Maybe you should come to that.
Yeah. Yes, if you invite me.
Well, I'm inviting you, Wing.
And you have to give me the traffic expense and accommodation, which is very expensive.
It is, but I can sort you out with a hotel in Maidstone. I can't really do the flights. But it would be good to have you there.
If I can go, I'd like to take this challenge.
You live in New Zealand, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's quite far.
Yeah, very far.
Is there anyone you'd like to duet with, Wing?
I don't know if they invite me, that I will try.
If I ask my friend Mariah Carey, would you be up for that? Would you like that? She is busy.
Yes, she's very busy. How can she sing duet with me? I'm a very small potato only. She's such a big singing star.
You're a very big potato to me, Wing.
No, I'm small potato only.
Well, I'll ask Mariah anyway, okay?
Yes, she's very good.
She is good, isn't she?
Yes, she's good.
Now, Wing, we've heard some of your songs. We've been playing them on the radio, okay? Do you do anything more kind of modern songs?
The recent one is very... I think that Highway to Hell and Back to Black, that would be quite modern already.
They offer 70s, yeah.
Yeah, but later I'm planning to have a new album, which are full of the BG songs. I hope that it would be, you know, a little bit more modern to all my friends.
What could you sing for us now?
I can sing Dancing Queen, okay?
I would love that, thank you.
Yeah, okay, and I have some music.
You have music?
Yeah, I got music. Might not be very very clear for you.
That's
because
okay.
I always sing to my friends, so you can have it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Someone's trying to send you a fax.
Looking out for another, anyone will do. You're in the mood for them.
Someone's sending a fax, Wing. Think of that job. All the exclusive interviews on this show.
Just laughing at the fuck.
I know, love her. She doesn't realise when she's doing Dancing Queen that someone is trying to send her a fax. Trying to send a fax again, Wing. Hi, Wing.
Hello, Scott.
I think someone's trying to send a fax.
No, something wrong. Sometimes the telephone is like that. Yeah, it might be the fax. Yeah. So.
Right.
Can we stop here?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much, Wayne. That was really, really good.
Yeah. Bye bye. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
If you missed my embarrassing interview with Mariah Carey earlier, can I ask you, is everybody asking you about Leona Lewis at the moment?
Everybody? No.
No, I think this is probably her favourite interview.
Next question.
Her favourite interview that she's done for some time. Now, when I did that yesterday, I thought, yeah, that went all right. Mm. But now listening back to it, I was doing impressions of Kate Nash to one of the biggest stars in the world. It's a bit weird, isn't it? Do you know Kate Nash?
Mm-mm.
She sings like this. This is my face.
Oh, God.
Covered in freckles.
Is her song really called My Face is Covered in Freckles?
No.
I can't wait for whatever's coming next.
Right. Next, I asked her about Wing.
Oh, no.
Hello, can we talk about my music? Which is fair enough, really. She is one of the biggest stars in music today. And I asked her about some Chinese lady who sings Beauty and the Beast. And Kate Nash. Which, on reflection, wasn't the best idea. But there we are. When you listen to this, I want you to read between the lines, okay? And ask yourself, what's Mariah really thinking when I ask this question? All right, she's called Wing.
Uh-huh.
She's developed quite a following. I just need to play you a couple of songs and just ask you what you think, okay?
Why?
Working 9 to 5, 1 hour break on me. I'm leaving.
This could be your 19th number one, maybe, okay. If you could do a duet with Wing.
I say it's a duet. Let's go.
Yeah, it's good.
I definitely want to do the remix of this one.
Oh, that's Wing. She does a bit of Elvis as well sometimes.
Oh, she does?
Which is nice.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Didn't care, did she?
I love the fact that I'm
why? Going,
why? I really am losing the will to be here. Please, Scott, let me go.
Can we talk about me again? I just need to play you a couple of songs and just ask you what you think, okay?
Why?
Why? Oh, bless Mariah. She did put up with a lot yesterday.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.